From Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 23. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the lake, and the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the lake. For they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. Tonight is all about the ordinary, all about the run-of-the-mill, the nothing special, the everyday. If you've ever felt ordinary in your life, it's a good thing that you came to worship tonight. Because ordinary is exactly what we're talking about. We're going to see how Jesus goes to ordinary places and calls ordinary people who are in the middle of their ordinary lives and calls them to be in relationship with other ordinary people. It's all ordinary, except for one thing. Jesus calls these ordinary people from ordinary places, and they do extraordinary things. And Jesus today is still calling ordinary people from ordinary places to do extraordinary things. Capernaum, the epitome of ordinary. Now, you may have heard of Capernaum before because it's mentioned several times in the scripture. But in reality, Capernaum is probably better known now than it was 2,000 years ago when Jesus moves there to start his ministry. Capernaum was a town on the Sea of Galilee, mostly made up of fishermen, a town of no more than 1,000 people, pretty small, pretty unimportant, pretty ordinary. In fact, Matthew even makes this ordinary nature of the place even stronger with his rather obscure reference to the prophet Isaiah that starts with, "Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles." Now, let's be honest, Zebulun and Naphtali are probably two names you only know in your life if you have a strange desire to be good at biblical knowledge and trivia. But Zebulun and Naphtali are two of the lesser known of the 12 tribes of Israel. Matthew here is practically screaming at us, "Look how unimportant Capernaum is. Look how strange it is that Jesus would start his ministry here, in this place that doesn't seem to matter." But that's exactly what Jesus does. He doesn't move to Jerusalem, the center of power and importance. He moves to the ordinary, and from there he starts to change the world. And in this passage, it's not just the ordinary places that God is using. Because Jesus does not go to the ordinary place of Capernaum and then pick the most important people to be his disciples. Instead, he goes to the ordinary people living ordinary lives in the ordinary place, and it's those that he calls to follow him. Jesus goes and calls fishermen. These guys who probably couldn't read, had probably never left their town. These two pairs of brothers who may have a small boat and a few nets to their name. These are the guys Jesus is choosing as his disciple. three of whom, Peter, James, and John, will end up forming the inner group of his disciples, the three people that Jesus arguably became closest with during his life, these ordinary fishermen. And just like Jesus going to Capernaum, Jesus calling Andrew, Peter, James, and John to be his disciples is good news for us, because we're pretty ordinary people. As far as I know, none of you are movie stars or on the Forbes list of wealthiest people or secretly have the royal line in your family tree. We're pretty ordinary. Yet Jesus, just as Jesus calls the ordinary people of Andrew, Peter, James, and John, he calls us. In other words, all of us can be and are being called by Jesus to follow him. We're all called to be his disciples. You don't have to have a certain number of years in a church to be called. You don't have to have a certain amount of money to be called. You don't have to be a certain age to be called. You don't have to know certain people to be called. You don't even have to have certain gifts or skills to be called. Jesus calls us all to be followers in our ordinary lives, in our ordinary places, in our ordinary activities. We're called to do extraordinary things for God. And what are those extraordinary things that we are called to do? Well, let's look at what Jesus tells those that he's calling in the scripture. As Matthew says, he walks by and he sees the brothers and he says to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they leave their nets and they follow him. And pretty much the same thing happens later with James and with John. Jesus called them to follow him, and he called them to fish for people. But what does it mean when we hear fish for people? Oftentimes, I think when we hear this passage, we get really caught up in the fishing part of it. After all, there are all these great fishing stories and illustrations that we might be able to think about when it comes to following Christ. Yet I want us to focus less on fishing and more on people. Because what Jesus is calling these men to isn't a job. He isn't calling them to fish or to work. He's calling them into relationship. He's calling them to other people. He's calling them to a way of life that isn't about boats and water and fish, but a life that's about people. A life that we get described to us in the last verse we read when it said, "Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people." Jesus is calling these disciples to join him on a journey that involves other people, people that are going to be caught up in the journey along with these four new disciples. That's what Jesus is calling them to relationship with him, with each other, and with all the people they'll meet on the way. The ones they meet while Jesus is teaching in the synagogues, the ones they proclaim good news to, the ones that are healed and cured by Jesus. And this right here, this is where this whole story moves from ordinary to extraordinary. Because Jesus is inviting these ordinary men from this ordinary town with these ordinary jobs to be a part of something extraordinary. To be a part of this new kingdom that Jesus is announcing, and to be a part of real relationships, to change real people's lives. And the same call is true for our own lives today. Jesus is calling us, this group of ordinary people in an ordinary place, to do something extraordinary, to become fishers of people. Now you might be thinking that being in relationship with other people isn't extraordinary. But it is, because what Jesus is calling these disciples and us today to is a type of real and genuine relationship that cares for one another, that is willing to bear another's burdens, that's willing to support another through joy and struggles, is always willing to share the hope and the grace of God. And this call to extraordinary relationships, this call to be fishers of people, it's for all of us. Sometimes this call might, like these first disciples, take us to faraway places to meet brand new people. Or sometimes we might be called to fish for the people who who are our next door neighbors, who sit next to us every day, who see us on our errands or in our activities. And so this is what I want you to do. I want you to think right now of a person that you know. One relationship where you could see God using you, an ordinary person in an ordinary place, to do something extraordinary. One relationship where you could see yourself caring for this person, or being with them as they bear struggles and burdens, or showing them the love and grace of God. This could be a person you know really well, or a person you're just getting to know. It could be a relationship that already brings you great joy, or one that's often filled with frustration. That one person that God is calling you to. Pray for God's love and grace to be with that person. And then pray for God to open your heart and your mind to ways that you might be able to participate in the extraordinary work of God in that person's life.